real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. According to MLS statistics, houses in the River region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Don't let your fitness habits go on vacation this summer. Take a free intro class at Club Pilates. Find your healthier self with full body workouts for all levels and ages. Get 15% off new memberships. Go to clubpilates.com for more information.
It's July 17th, the greatest day ever. On the 17th of July, 1955, Disneyland officially opens in Anaheim, California. The theme park started as just a cozy idea in Walt Disney's head, which, according to legend, is still in the freezer in the kitchen of Cinderella's castle. Have a great July 17th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Election Day Time 7.
Stand by for news.
Polls open.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump's performance during a news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin was nothing short of treasonous. President Trump tells Fox's Tucker Carlson,
I think Brennan's a very bad guy, and if you look at it, a lot of things happened under his watch. I think he's a very bad person.
The president refused, at least publicly, to condemn Russian election meddling, saying Putin denies it. Fox's Chris Wallace asked Putin about the indictment of 12 Russian intelligence agents accused of computer hacking during the 2016 campaign.
It's quite clear to me that this is used in the internal political struggle, and it's nothing to be proud of for American democracy to use such dirty methods in the political rivalry.
He says he's willing to have those intelligence agents questioned in Russia with American investigators present. President Trump called that an interesting idea and an incredible offer. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Some days you just want to step back and catch up with what's going on with your coworkers. Greg Budell, I hear you're getting an Alexa.
I don't know about that.
Jay Scott, are we having fun today?
Let's go to the fun board.
Emily Hayes, how are you going to let everyone know when you've set a date for the wedding?
We can make shirts.
Yes.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, you look like you missed your chicken this morning.
Shut up!
Ooh. And Rich Thomas, I hear you're going to start doing the weather in French.
Oui, oui.
Well, there you have it. Stand by for three men and a lady. Oh, wait. Emily has her hand up. What's wrong, Emily?
I grabbed it the wrong way, and it made a noise.
What did you grab?
Shut up, you!
Oh.
Emily, why don't you do the weather in French?
Okay, Baltimore Relay.
I think what she said is right. Three men and a lady. Jay Scott, Emily.
Hey, good luck.
Enthusiastic voice of the one and only weather god, Rich Thomas.
The Rich
Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We have a front that's going to enter the state probably around lunchtime and then move slowly southward to the I-20, I-59 corridor by about 7 o'clock this evening. So today, the better rain chances are in the northern half of the state. And tomorrow, as the front moves south, the better rain chances are in the southern half of the state. Partial sunshine today, high temperature in the low 90s, with scattered random afternoon and evening storms. That's not new. The risk will continue tonight and tomorrow, though, as the front moves southward, with a high tomorrow 93, and the heat index as high as 105 tomorrow. Then on Thursday and Friday, storms will be few and far between, isolated in nature. Somewhat drier air moving in, with highs in the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices. Then scattered storms return on Saturday. Right now, cloudy skies. Southwest winds at 5 miles per hour with a dew point of 73, which is very high, of course. Temperature 74 now at 7:07. We'll talk to you about our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. Hopefully, you're not going to be in any traffic mishaps this morning. Listen, having an accident is no fun, but take it from a guy who has had a few over the years. Usually it's not my fault, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's your fault or not. When you have these little mishaps with your car, even if it's not an accident, even if it's just scraping up against a pole or something, it's no fun. But Montgomery Paint and Body, their attention to detail is amazing. Donnie Turner and son Brandon Turner and the entire crew over there at MPB, they are their attention to detail is simply amazing, and that's why people keep going back to them, because it's not just the damage you're seeing on the outside. They're looking under the chassis and they're checking behind the panels to find out exactly what needs to be fixed. And then when you get your call that the car is ready to go, it is it comes back to you just like it came off the showroom floor. Keep dropping the stuff. Montgomery Paint and Body is the people that you need to talk to, and they're easy to find. They're right off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. Phone number's easy, 27-REC with the W. Tell them I sent you, 27-REC with the W. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
You know, I was being facetious, of course, when we introduced the hour, but...
Hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later.
Guess what we have a story on.
What's that?
That's when you have a plot
right
with a beginning,
that.
A middle, and an end, but that's not important.
Walked right into it.
Sure did. Thank you. That was a gift. There is a story on the key to being good looking.
Oh.
Yeah. I think maybe I'll pass this over to 8, see if they're interested in making this one of our... How do we stay so good looking?
Stop eating.
I don't know what to do about this. I was horrified. I looked up at the camera while we were on.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of going back like this to point to Jay. And it was like, hey, what are you going to give birth here?
I'm up front.
Never again. This is JD on the radio.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hey. We're all right.
Man, this is going to be completely off topic and crazy.
This whole show is off topic.
And crazy.
Well, I enjoyed your morning intro, but is there any way y'all could, and I'm going to say briefly, that y'all could ever do the Magnum PI intro?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so...
you're not an 18.
Mix it up, maybe. Have some 18, have some Magnum.
Yeah, a little Magnum PI.
But we're the 18.
Just based on your phone call, sir, I can promise you that the brain of Rusty Aldrich is...
a roulette wheel.
And I'm still waiting on the whackers.
Oh, the whackers of Wind Lakes.
Eventually, we're going to get to all the TV shows, right? Even eventually, we'll get to Meet the Press.
Or Meet the Depressed. Duh. That'll be tomorrow for all the losers in today's election.
But yeah, if y'all could do that, and then the, like I said, the whackers, whenever y'all could get the whackers of Wind Lakes done, that would be awesome.
I would love to do that, and all I got to do is convince my fellow thespians here to...
You say that, but I did graduate from high school with international thespian honors, so.
Did you get a scholarship for that?
I didn't go to college.
I was in a play in the seventh grade.
What'd you do? What play? What play were you in, Cutie Pie? We'd love to know.
We've gone through this before. It was a comedy. I had to kiss.
Oh, that's right. He had to kiss a girl.
Donna Schnorring.
Something happened, right? You went to kiss this girl and she went or something.
Stop now. Stop. You weren't supposed to.
JD, thanks for the suggestions. Well,
thank you.
Good stuff.
The leading man, the leading guy, the leading boy didn't want to do that.
Yeah, so they had to call Rich up.
So he chickened out and
No.
Oh. You know, I got to play a character named Mott Fleury when we did Cyrano de Bergerac in high school. I can still remember my opening segment. But we're not going to do it now.
To be or not to be?
It's actually, he comes out, the whole idea is Mott Fleury comes out and then Cyrano emerges from the crowd and chases him off stage and sort of takes command. And then I narrated the rest of the play. You know, the segments in between, because I was already developing my radio voice then.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right, we're going to check traffic in your local news, and then we're right back.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking okay out on the roadways so far this morning. No problems on the interstate systems. The 31s are all clear. Not seeing anything on Taylor Road or Vaughn Road and the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are calm so far this morning. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by the Nail Studio, World Finance, the ABC Store, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I love that show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, neighbor.
Hello, Peter.
This is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Voters head back to the polls today for the runoff election. Some of the major runoffs include the race for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, and Agriculture Commissioner. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Operation Southern Shield is underway across the state this week. Alabama is one of 5 states taking part in the week-long crackdown on speeding. Officials with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency say speeding is the number one cause of traffic fatalities in Alabama. Operation Southern Shield continues through Sunday. And the Troy University community will say goodbye to a campus landmark tonight. The former basketball arena, Sartain Hall, is set to be demolished later this year to make room for more parking. The Alumni Association is hosting a farewell event tonight at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you, Andrew. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:14. The number of home runs that Babe Ruth hit. It's a home run derby.
I like how every number is attached to a baseball stat of some.
That's what makes baseball so timeless.
It's a lot of numbers to remember, though.
I don't know. For some reason, you know, even though I'm not exactly what you call a math whiz, for some reason those stick. Oh, how ill-prepared I was.
I was going to say, where's
for some reason, those
button.
Stick.
Stick!
Yeah, stick. It is 7:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jay's got random facts in just a moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we'll give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Uh-huh.
And you'll be able to do what I did this past weekend, which is get yourself ground beef at $1.86 a pound, stock up. It's USDA. It's excellent beef. I made meatballs this week.
Hey. Yeah.
Love meatballs.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, or didn't I ask you yesterday?
You did
what
ask.
What if I brought a nice meatball sauce?
Someday
spaghetti.
I want your spaghetti. That we've been talking about it for, just 2.5 years now.
I'll tell you what. I'll test him. I'll bring in a Tupperware with a spaghetti and meatball dinner, and believe me, they're big meatballs.
My dad used to have it for breakfast before we went to Steel Mill. If we had it the night before,
it's
he'd say, "Fi, this is great." That's my mom's name. "Fi, I love this. This is great."
Pasta plus pasta has energy. Yeah, look, that's what I had for lunch yesterday when I went home. So I'll put together a take home for Rich, and then if he likes it, then the rest of you guys can.
Yay!
Go. Okay.
I'd gladly be a guinea pig.
Anyway, at $1.86 a pound, that is well below. Most of the chains want three or more, and it's USDA grade A beef. Why would you not at least consider that? Don't show her any of those commercials where she's going to...
Look, I mean, look at how perfectly it boils the egg.
I like that egg idea.
Well, somebody's got a birthday coming up soon.
Egglets.
That would be nice.
Put it in the registry.
It would be cheap.
My birthday registry, is that what we get?
No, her wedding register. Wedding.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember this, but I am getting married.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
It's going to happen.
Then you'll get three of those.
They're registered as seen on TV. Stores all across the
nation. Judge us.
You know what I have to do? This is, I never thought I'd be buying this stuff, but I got to go to one of the stores that has as seen on TV section to it, and I got to get myself a can of Flex Seal.
Why can't we order it from the television? Because then you get like bonus stuff if you do.
Did you, what happened? Did you cut your boat in half?
I love that.
Close.
I hate that goofy guy in the commercial.
I know.
I hate that guy.
He's like the kid everybody would beat up at school. Yeah. And now he's making a zillion dollars selling Hakuna China on TV.
There he is.
Now we have these pool loungers that are made from a rubbery. Anyway, the seal at one end kind of broke up a little bit from age and sun.
Yep.
And I don't know, it looks like dirt or something comes out of it. So I thought, well, I'll mask it off. The mat is blue, but Flex Seal only comes in black and white.
Is that right?
So I'll have to figure out a way to mask off
there's
the rest
a gray,
of it just to seal it.
There's gray Flex Seal.
Oh, there is? That might not look too bad.
Yeah, I've seen it in the commercial.
She's the South Alabama expert on Flex Seal.
Let me Google it.
Hey, here's Chad. Maybe he's been to the polling place. How's it looking this morning?
What's up?
This is a live report from the St. Paul AME at East Patton and Wesley.
Yes?
There are voters, but there's probably more workers outside. You have to run the gauntlet.
Right.
That's what I saw when I went to Fraser, the first primary. Mm-hmm. It seemed like there were more poll workers and political hucksters.
Yeah.
And
everybody was nice, but I just don't like having people assault me with flyers and stuff.
Don't they have to be a certain distance away?
They do.
Yeah, it's
a few hundred feet.
Like 50 feet from their front door.
But there's nobody regulating that, because...
Well, campaigns have... I've done it before myself. Campaigns have to regulate it, so if you spot somebody violating, then you call it in.
I see.
Then they send the cops out and like, all right, this is a major offense. You're standing 49 feet from the front door.
Move along.
Light turnout, but to be expected. I hope people please get out there and vote.
Yep.
It is. This is probably one of the ugliest campaign seasons I've seen in a while.
Oh, listen, there's just so much curiosity about who's going to win tonight after the commercials we've heard.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's I want to see who's been most effective. Chad, we're tight for time, but we appreciate
it. All right, guys, don't take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, Random Facts is coming up, and yes, we all share your fatigue with political ads.
Greg Budell is in the runoff, and he is running. Greg Budell. Greg Budell is hardworking. Greg Budell is honest. And Greg Budell never takes more than two ketchup packets from the fast food restaurant, even though he could grab as many as he wanted.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is a political outsider. Or maybe Greg Budell is a political insider. Hell, if that's what it takes to get elected, Greg Budell will be a political apple cider.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is going to drain the Montgomery swamp. And if the price is right, he'll drain your pool and clean the liner.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell wants your support. Greg Budell wants your vote. Greg Budell wants your spare chain.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell invites you to check into his background and see what a clean record he has. Only don't spell his name with an E on the end.
Greg Budell.
Remember, a vote for Greg Budell is a vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Paid for by the committee to elect Greg Budell. Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, chairman.
This is Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, and I approve this message.
Greg Budell. Greg Budell.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75% to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery? Big money special interest. These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Tunka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
You've spent the last 9 months telling everyone who they should vote for. But when election day comes, you're at the Skin Shack, spreading your wealth to Diamond and Misty.
Is that your idea of going to the polls?
Then you call your non-vote a political statement.
We call it a cop-out, yeah.
So the next time you hear people yammering on about how voting doesn't matter because they're all a bunch of crooks, peel your I Voted Today sticker off your shirt and slap it over the mouth of Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer, a real American hero.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
I vote for you, go play in traffic.
And now, here's Jay Scott with a landslide of
random.
Random.
Hey.
That was
good timing.
Election day.
Yeah.
Never used a microphone before.
I don't know where your sound effects might be, but get it ready because I'm going to be talking about New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
Well, Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Let's get nuts.
Did you know that New Hampshire is the only state in the U.S. with no law requiring adults to wear a seatbelt?
Did not know that. Yep. I thought that was like a national thing.
I thought it has to be national, or else they don't give you money for highways.
Well, yeah. There's like 12 miles in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, no idea.
No, that's Rhode Island.
It's a bigger Rhode state Island than you think. This is the one that goes up.
It's kind of long. It's sort of like a mini Alabama in a way.
Oh, no, I know. I was trying to make a dang old joke.
I see.
Totally failed.
Oh, wow. The first seatbelt law was a federal law in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Required all vehicles except buses to be fitted with seatbelts. Right. The law has since been modified to require three-point seatbelts in outboard seating positions, and then three-point seat belts in all seating positions. Initially, seat belt use was voluntary. New Hampshire is the only state that has no enforceable laws for the wearing of seat belts in a vehicle.
Hmm. New Hampshire.
Did you know New York Yankees pitcher David Wells stayed out all night partying until the next morning? While hungover, he pitched a perfect game, retiring all 27 batters he faced, marking the 15th perfect game in MLB history.
Well, he was a big drinker.
I will say that the Bambino also played many games.
Oh,
under
God,
the influence.
Yes. Remember the story about him and the hot dogs?
What?
He went to, they used to travel by train in those days, and they stopped somewhere and he ate 25 hot dogs.
Good God.
With a couple of pints of beer and got very ill. Yeah, 1925, if I'm not mistaken, and the manager ended up suspending him, and there was a whole contretemps over that. Yeah, Babe Ruth was...
He's hit a lot of home runs under the influence.
That was his PED, wieners and beer, you know?
Yeah. Oh, performance enhancing drugs like PED.
Performance, yeah, like steroids.
Something dysfunction, I don't know. Did you know... did you know the population of the state of California is greater than the population of the entire country of Canada?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, because Canada's got, what, 30 million? Does California pass that now?
And like 80% of Canadians live within 50 miles of the border.
That's right, yeah.
Of the U.S. border.
Did you know? There's a cat fact for you.
Yeah, okay. Cat fact. Yay!
The little flap of skin on a cat's ear.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called a Henry's pocket.
Why?
Oh, boy. This comes from the website iHeartCats.com.
Oh my God.
The pocket called a Henry's Pockets is essentially just a skin fold that's noticeable on cats, bats, and some dogs. But what exactly is the purpose? Well, nobody really knows for sure. The actual function of a Henry's Pocket is unknown.
No, you can't give me that. And now I'm going to wonder.
She wants to go home and pick her cat's pockets.
Yeah. Many think it may assist in the detection of high-pitched sounds by diminishing lower pitches, especially when the cat's ear is angled while hunting or playing. But that's just a speculation.
Look at that kitty cat.
The actual function remains a mystery.
I thought it was a putty cat.
Yeah, iHeartCats.com. did you know the first American presidential candidate to be assassinated was Joseph Smith?
Oh.
The founder of the Mormon Church.
Oh, when was this?
Oof. This is going to go back some time. His presidential campaign was in 1844.
Oh. And he was assassinated.
He was assassinated.
Never knew that.
First I've heard of it, too.
Yeah.
Well.
He was the first Mormon to seek the presidency and the first American presidential candidate to be assassinated.
I bet there's a conspiracy. I bet we'll hear about that on George Norrie sometime.
Yep.
George Norrie's talking JFK tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard that. That's good.
Did you know that a British man by the name of Mark Roberts has streaked at major events over 500 times, including the Olympics, major political rallies, a Mr. Universe contest, a Miss World contest, tennis matches, the Bull Run in Pamplona, Spain, and also the Super Bowl.
See, it's a little dangerous at the Bull Run, you know?
Yeah, right.
Ow! Yeah.
Wish I would have worn something.
And somebody says 500 times, at some point you're just a nudist who takes time off to wear clothes. did you know that the biggest cave in the world, not the longest, but the biggest cave in the world is in Vietnam? It is called the Sun Dong Cave. It's over 5.5 miles long. It has a jungle inside of it, a river inside of it, and could fit a 40-story skyscraper within its walls.
Wow.
How about that?
It's big.
Now, that's a big cave.
Did you know that fishing reel manufacturer Zebco was originally the Zero Hour Bomb Company, making time bombs for use in oil fracking.
Oh.
You know, you mentioned Zero Hour?
Zero Hour Bomb Company, yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Zero Hour from the 50s
with
Sterling Hayden?
Yeah.
It is the movie on which Airplane is based.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely shocking how parallel those two films are. And when you watch the drama, the alleged drama, you can't help but laugh at it because you keep waiting for the characters.
Yeah, if you watch it today, exactly, yeah.
It's coming in too fast.
One more movie. Have you seen Panic in the Year Zero?
No.
Have you seen Threat Level Midnight?
Well, this was from that same era.
Oh.
Panic in the Year, who's in it?
I can't tell you the actors' names, but it's about nuclear war threat and getting out of Los Angeles and going to the hills. A family and the kind of unraveling of society where you have to...
I hope that Turner runs that. I'd watch that.
Yeah,
Ray Milland was the director, and that guy sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
He was a pretty big guy.
I think he could have been the main actor.
No, Gene Hagen is in it.
Okay.
And Frankie Avalon is in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Frankie Avalon. I went to the Bahamas with him. I mean, there was a lot of people with
us. Did he do Venus?
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe he did.
Venus. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, we're on Disney, first person to continue, Mark Roberts.
I'm sorry, I'm wrong. It wasn't Frankie Avalon, it was Frankie Valli we went to.
Frankie, to
the Bahamas with.
Okay.
But Zebco, Zero Hour Bomb Company, they agreed to manufacture the backlash-free fishing reel for the inventor and soon switched to just making the fishing gear afterwards. Did you know that there was, after an intense conflict between her and her label, Mariah Carey urged her fans in her website posts to request the song she wanted as a single to the radio stations. Sony, her label, deleted all of her posts and then released a single with the promotion so limited it wasn't even allowed to chart.
Wow. That's called...
slap in the face?
Yeah.
To get back at her. Did you know the traditional last meal on death row... It didn't begin as a compassionate act, but as a way to bribe their ghost not to haunt the executioners.
Oh, isn't that cool?
So that goes way back.
How about that?
Huh, wonder if it works.
I don't know. And then finally, did you know the characters in Mad Men, having, 92 episodes, over 69 hours of show... They lit a total of 942 cigarettes, and they drank a total of 369 drinks over the course of their seven seasons.
That was a good week for me in the 80s.
Do you know Mad Men? Did anybody know Mad Men? Because I know the whole series.
I watched it a little bit.
Okay. It is, but they're constantly drinking in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day in the office.
We had a full bar at Waxy in the 80s, you know, and...
I couldn't function.
Not to bring it, neither could I. I mean, after a while anyway. But I remember, not to bring up something really unhappy, but the day I found out my brother had died, I went back, they took me back to the sales manager's office. And I mean, they took fantastic care of me, but the first thing he did was pull a big jug out of his desk drawer and started pouring shots.
Yeah, the drawer.
Yeah, everybody had it. These days, I don't know that you find a ripple in a bottle, in a media place anymore. I just don't think they do.
You might find some ripple.
It is 7:35. All right. We hope you're paying close attention. In moments, we'll have today's pop quiz question. Baumhauer's, by the way, the tax-free shopping weekend, I guess, is this coming weekend?
Is it?
I think it is, yeah.
Anyway, Baumhauer's would like you to know that the iced tea is on them. If you want to take a break from shopping and not paying taxes, they'll treat you to a fresh brewed Red Diamond iced tea with any of their lunch specials this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Celebrating the tax-free holiday with Baumhauer's, again, free fresh brewed Red Diamond iced tea at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. and of course downtown, open right now for breakfast, serving their monster breakfast and their pancakes and their breakfast bowls. Great series of options for you for breakfast. And downtown's at 201 Union in the RSA Tower, free underground parking, and they will serve you breakfast starting at $3.99. That's a full breakfast. It'll fill you right up. I think the caucusing is over, so Rich and Jay and Emily are ready with today's pop quiz question. We're 10 bucks free shopping and food out there.
Gonna make this one pretty, I hope, pretty easy. Zebco, the fishing reel manufacturer, what is the actual name of that company? That's it.
I think that should be easily answerable. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you're listening on our SAP channel. That's Arioco Tres Tres Cuatro Dos Siete Dos Nueve Dos Dos Ocho.
SAP channel.
272-9228. Let me know when it's time to drop that joke, okay? 272-9228 back right after we check traffic.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. All clear around the capital city. No problems on the boulevard. The interstate systems are all clear. If you're headed to Prattville, Wetumpka, Troy, or Highland Home, all the 31s are clear for you. Don't see anything on Atlanta Highway so far this morning. Everything's looking pretty decent. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is better than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, job one is to answer today's pop quiz question. And John M., you are the first.
Zero Hour Bomb Company.
That's correct.
Good job.
10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet for you. Have you ever shopped at Food Outlet before?
Oh, yes. I actually used to live in Del Rey right across the street. Until awesome. About a year and a half ago, I moved to Eclectic.
Ah, okay.
Terrific. So, hang on. Jay is going to get you jam up a jelly tie with that. So, don't go away.
All right.
All
right. Okay.
At 7:38.
Mr. Sandman.
Joining us. Hello, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
It is a good morning.
I figured you'd call us to tell us about Mr. Sandman and not to try and win the pop quiz.
Well, I couldn't have won the pop quiz because I don't remember stuff more than 30 seconds. So.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know how that works.
Yeah, but I do remember we're having a sale at Mr. Sandman on some of the finest mattresses you will find anywhere.
Oh.
The Property Brothers mattresses from Restonic are amazing. The people are loving those. They feel fabulous at a price that's affordable for, you know, any normal middle of the road or a little bit lower budget. They're not high end at all. Well, a couple of them are. A couple of them get up into the thousands, but a couple of thousand for the really latex. It is amazingly plush. If you're looking for a mattress that supports you, but you just sink into and have wonderful luxury, we've got them at prices that are affordable. We have 2-year no interest financing that I don't have to pay anything for, so I don't have to jack my prices up to cover the discount that, you know, most of these companies are paying. But we've got a lot of less expensive mattresses also. You know, the $3.99 to $7.99 range, you can get some nice Serta mattresses, the Perfect Sleepers, the Euro Tops, Pillow Tops, the Extra Firm. Whatever you're looking for, we've got it. We've got it on sale. And we're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side of Highway 14 in Montgomery. We're right across from the Dairy Queen on the Atlanta Highway, and we've got nice people to help you.
All right, so, we thank you for your time, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, now it's time for our crack.
Quack, quack.
I said crack. We finally stole that off the Kim Jong-un.
Quack, quack.
That's great.
That's what he gets for hacking our station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Yeah.
If you do get a chance to check out the video this morning, you'll learn about some tropical mischief, maybe, off the southeastern U.S. coast by the weekend. The European is hinting at maybe a tropical storm. Next name on the list is Debbie. You want to learn more about that, check out my morning video. Otherwise, partial sunshine on this election day. High temperature in the lower 90s. Not a drop on rain on the radar right now. So if you're using rain as your reason for not going to the polls, that won't work. High temperature, again, low 90s today with a heat index near 100 or higher. Scattered random afternoon storms today with the risk of storms continuing tonight and tomorrow as a front moves southward. So actually, our rain chances pick up tomorrow with tomorrow's high 93. And the heat index as high as 105. Then Thursday and Friday, storms will be few and far between. I mean, 20% is what I've got for Thursday and Friday. That's pretty low compared to the last few days when it's been running so high. Middle 90s Thursday and Friday, and then scattered storms return on Saturday. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies. Temperature is 74 with an extremely high humidity at 741.
All right, coming up, we're going to spend 1 minute inside a woman's head. And today, Gail will talk about the experience of using a loaner car. Yeah, that's coming up next.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
United, number one in the river region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hard work, humility, integrity, all values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats and their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook, because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240-818, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.uschamber.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Ooh, this is a nice loaner car. What a great way to treat your customers. I'm riding in style. Oh, wait, I get it, car dealership. I bring my car in for some routine service, and you loan me the ultimate driving experience. The car with all the bells and whistles, surround sound, Bluetooth enabled so I can use my phone hands-free. I get your angle. My basic model has nothing, and you give me the deluxe model with the extra letters. Do those X's, E's, and J's actually stand for anything? Or are they just to show people, hey, look at me, I got the XJ17 hybrid. Oh, they're calling me. Probably gonna give me the hard sell for me to buy up. No dice, car salesman. Hello? Yeah, sure, I'll be right back. They gave me the wrong car. The one I was supposed to take has courtesy car painted on it. And it's a tiny two-door. Smart.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, Gail, that's what you get for not going to Tip Tames at Jack Ingram. That's, you really had that coming. It is 7:48. You think we can make a conundrum happen here today?
I don't know.
All right, here's something. It involves math.
Oh.
But not any equation you have to solve, but...
Siri, open calculator.
The odds of this happening at a baseball game are 300,000 to 1. And since the All-Star game takes center stage tonight, Home Run Derby last night, Bryce Harper winning.
That's the one with the good hair, right?
Yeah.
But he's rude?
No, he's not rude. He's, well, rude, but not
lot,
rude.
A lot of facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think this is? 300,000 to 1, and we're talking about a Major League Baseball game here. And speaking of which, don't we have biscuit tickets, Jay?
Hey, we do.
Baseball. And
how perfect is that?
Man.
Yeah, so this is a baseball conundrum. We got biscuit tickets.
Yep, we got biscuit tickets for tomorrow night's game against the Mississippi Braves.
Oh.
Why'd you say it that way?
I don't know.
He goes into his old plantation owner voice.
If they were the Illinois Braves, you wouldn't have said it that way, right?
The Illinois Braves. That is the Mississippi Braves.
Actually, the Mississippi Braves have a lot of really good players. The Braves have a strong farm system. Mm-hmm. So it should be a good game.
Mint julep night.
Built too low to the ground, son. I keep pitching them, you keep missing them.
So if you think you have the odds of this happening at a baseball game are 300,000 to 1, 272-9228, 272-9228. I also have to remember today to
go to
since I am the one that sends content to the folks over at the TV station for us to talk about.
Right.
This Kita, good looking. We should be able to.
Okay.
Where did you see that it said to send over, let's throw your
the key to good
morning
looking
show team under the bus?
It's going to sleep.
Is that what happened?
If I was just like, hey, Emily doesn't like the Eagles, and guess what else makes her weird?
Well, we didn't get into the stuff that makes you weird.
God bless.
It was great content, though.
Oh, yeah. We were.
Wasn't prepared.
We were on fire this morning.
I would have worn my kitty cat dress.
If Olivia's all like, bye, everybody, except for Emily.
Let's see if Derek has the answer on this. What are the odds, 300,000 to 1 of this happening in a baseball game, Derek?
Mine is probably pretty obvious, or maybe too obvious, but I'm going to say actually being a spectator and catching a home run ball, actually catching a home run.
Catching a home run ball.
Yeah.
Well, that's very close.
But that's not right.
That's not it.
All right.
We can't accept
I know what the other one is. I'm going to let somebody else play.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, there's really only a couple of things that would fall into this odd category. Let's see if Carl has it.
Carl!
Well, I was thinking it's the most difficult play in baseball, the unassisted triple play.
Oh, now that's a good answer.
Good guess, but
it's not what we're looking for, but yeah.
Something that doesn't happen on the field.
I actually saw one live. That is pretty live on TV.
Oh.
Had a couple happen with my Little League team.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
So you catch the ball, you step on the base, and you tag somebody.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that happen, and it is rare. I don't know about 300,000 to one, but this is something that kind of does not happen on the field.
Right.
So if you think you know the answer, you got biscuit tickets
and
a Secret Bistro gift card.
What?
Oh, you're really loading it up now.
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228.
Oh, see? Now, somebody almost got it, folks. So
yeah,
this is a cakewalk now.
It was close. 272-9228. While we're waiting for the loans to refing, with excited callers.
Hey, I'll give you a loan.
Let's have Emily give us a word about Dr. Jeff Pasley.
Oh, I'm more than happy to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley. I actually went for my third appointment yesterday, and remember how I told you guys that I had less than 50%. Range of motion in my neck and stuff. That's already improved drastically. And, I was traveling this weekend again back to Atlanta. And the general pain that I normally have in my neck after one of those trips, it's not completely gone, but it is so significantly better through these exercises that Dr. Pasley has taught me to do with my neck. And it's just, you know, one thing that's been very enlightening for me through this whole process is the way your neck retrains when you start using handheld devices so often and you're looking down. And there's exercises you can do to strengthen the muscles in your neck so you won't be, 10, 15, 20 years down the road with advanced neck and spine problems. So if it's just general stuff like what I'm going through, dealing with those kinds of aches and pains, or maybe you've been in an accident and need to sort out your pain issues, maybe it's something on a more severe scale, check out Millbrook Chiropractic in Millbrook on Highway 14. 285-8483 is how to get in touch with them. Call Deborah, set up an appointment, or go online to millbrookchiropractor.com, set up your appointment online, do your new patient paperwork. Most insurance is accepted, and they are happy to answer any questions you have. Big fan of them, and super pumped about. Yeah, I'm kind of proud of myself for the progress I've made because I've been sticking to it and doing what I'm supposed to do.
Pretty soon you'll be able to turn and wrap us in the face when we say something about you on TV.
Well, yeah, that's my goal, is to be able to defend myself against the people I work with every morning.
It's 7:54 here on the We All Pick on Emily show. And let's see if we can get a winner on our conundrum. The odds of this happening at a baseball game are 300,000 to what? And, Nicole, this is yours to win right now.
Catch a foul ball?
So
close.
You're so close. We can't accept
There's one word in there that makes it wrong.
That's right. Yes.
But you're the best guest so far.
Okay, let me think about it and call you back.
Please do.
Thanks.
Please do. Rebecca.
It's catch a fly ball.
No. There's a word that you said that we can't accept.
Yeah, that's what makes it different. This is not something you necessarily want to have happen. How's that for a generous sin?
Oh, boy.
You don't catch it with a glove.
No.
Catch it with your beer.
Yeah, actually, this happened to Miss Bitterbottle at a biscuit game. Jason.
How about hit a bird with a ball?
That's an interesting guess.
That's interesting.
That's happened.
That has happened.
Remember Dave Winfield?
Yeah.
Actually, the call. Dave Winfield of the Blue Jays hit a seagull.
Yeah.
That swooped in, and that bird, and Randy Johnson, I think, was the pitcher.
That, I remember the Randy Johnson. Yeah.
Actually, he hit the bird with his pitch.
Yeah.
And that bird just blew into smithereens.
Oh.
You got to look that up on YouTube.
No.
Yeah. So now the phones are going crazy. Because we're so close, folks. We're so close.
Let's see if Hogan can win it.
Is it get hit by a foul ball?
He says get hit by a foul ball. Could that be it?
That's it. The odds of getting struck during a baseball game is...
Yay!
If somebody had said catch a foul or a fly with your face,
we could have
because like I said, it's not something you want to have happen.
Yeah,
Ritterbottle got hit in the side of the head.
So there you go. That's what we were looking for. We had so many close calls,
and that's only because she interfered with me trying to catch it.
It's her own fault.
It's her own fault.
It is. She knows it.
She was getting in the way.
So you won biscuit tickets and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
You
buddy.
Hit the jackpot.
Way to go. Well, I think I missed something important there.
What?
So did you want to include it?
Yeah. Yes. 7:56 here on this election day. We'll find out what makes this the greatest day in history in just a moment. We're coming up to 8 o'clock here. And we don't know what the heck we're going to do after that. But we'll figure it out.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? The special interest group's top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough, a career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about